Chevrolet, and that was
two-door Chevrolet.
35, I think. And,
$500 in Chicago.
Yeah.
Beautiful
and we
car.
We drove it from the garage down to the outer drive, and we got almost to the outer drive, and it stopped.
Vapor locked.
No.
Yeah, vapor locked. That was a characteristic of that model car.
No.
Yeah.
I know. That was, and then one time when I was going home from Chicago, when they were on the road trip, I had to stop at the stop sign, and I stopped, and it wouldn't go.
Yeah. Brand new car.
Yeah.
Maybe 300 miles on it. It turned out good, though.
Yeah. Well, that happened on the outer drive, too.
Gobbly got a home in that fall. Mm-hmm. And I was playing poker. Bonnie's father was quite a sportsman. Mm-hmm. And we went to all these places to play poker and around. And the sheriff was there one night, and he says, Les, he says, do you intend to run that license through, or are you going to get a license to buy it? For the last 3 months of the year. I said, I'm going to run them through the other way around.
We had my two licenses a year.
Yeah, I suppose.
One in Illinois and one in Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good old days.
Well, I suppose, maybe why don't we just, I don't know, there's a couple of questions. Why don't I just ask you them?
Okay.
And we'll just, you know.
Okay, fine.
I love this, because this is what I want to do, you know, this reminiscing. When you started out, you went from Sumner to Dallas, and how did you...
From Sumner to Waterloo.
To Waterloo,
from
to Dallas.
Waterloo to Dallas. Then to Chicago.
And
to
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just those teams that you played against.
That's right.
There was no scouting or anything in those days, or that stuff.
No.
Well, you just happened to get...
What's that?
There was scouting, weren't
there? There was scouting, yeah.
But there's no organized baseball like there is today. None of that. None of this going up from the amateurs, from
the... It
was
organized baseball, yeah. But
you didn't go, let's say, American Legion to college, stuff. It was just, you were just...
I went from high school to professional baseball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No connections or anything.
No
connections. You were good enough.
Were they lucky enough where they saw
some potential,
right?
You know, because that had to be.
Right.
I mean, back then, there weren't that many teams. There weren't
right.
that many professional teams.
Right.
You had to have had something that caught their eye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you said, what was your first major league game that you pitched against?
The Yankees.
The Yankees.
And beat them 3-2.
Yeah.
Ruth and
the very first game
the
you
whole
pitched.
Bunch.
Are you sure it was 3-2?
3-2, right.
What about some of the other, who was, like, put yourself on the mound, and Jimmy Fox or somebody would come to bat, who was your toughest, who was the toughest guy you ever pitched against?
Gary. Lou Gehrig.
By far. Yeah.
I had one hell of a time getting him out.
Yeah.
Ruth, no.
Yeah.
Fox, no. No problem.
Yeah.
I had a lot of luck able to change up speeds and get them out.
To throw them out.
Right.
And that was a secret against those big swingers.
Oh, man. If they swung and missed, you could just feel the breeze come out on the mountain. You got it looked up, Mother?
No.
Look her up. Telling the truth.
who was some of the opposition? Who was the toughest? Besides Gehrig, who was some of the
Charlie
tough
Gehringer,
guys?
Detroit.
Yeah. Gehringer, yeah.
Great hitter.
Yeah. He looked. Yeah.
Hank Greenberg wasn't too bad up hitter.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else am I running for here? Boston. What's there, that?
Jimmy Dykes. And
did I send out here, Bob?
Yeah, I can move this. There's a bunch of paper here, all this is.
That's crazy. Harold, Boston, finally, Forrest Stanton.
What was that?
I don't know. Chicago.
Dykes has on the pedestal there.
Yankee plant. This is it, I think. Cormac? Is that the one that...
Well,
this thing is falling apart.
No.
I'm sorry, but...
Vespasian Sumner and Water Boy makes good on the mound in Yankee plant. Yeah. Former Hawk rattles Roof and Company until the eighth inning. 4-3. I'm sorry about that. I missed it one run. 4-3.
All right. Three, you said 3-2.
Decision.
Well, it was probably 3-2 when you left the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four to three. It was.
Is that...
That's what it was under the first game.
White Sox 2. Win over A's.
Another game there, yeah.
Drives in
that's
three
Philadelphia.
Runs.
5-0.
Win second game, 5-0. Take first, 3-2. Well, I think it's...
I won the first game 5-0. Talking to Ralph Marbury. With Fred Marbury, he was kind of a relief pitcher.
Is that Furpo?
Yeah,
Furpo they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Was he an umpire too? Did he umpire?
Later on, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, Furpo. Yeah.
T.G. Thames, Philadelphia, 9. Monday, only 2 hits.
Jeez.
How about
sleeping.
That? Yeah, how about
must
that?
Been sleeping.
Do you remember who saw you when you were pitching against the Waterloo team that might have recommended you to go to Waterloo?
TG contributing materially to the score by slamming out a double in the second inning with the bases loaded, scoring 3 runs.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Damn right. He pissed. Jimmy and I said, he said, how the hell did you ever hit that damn ball? I remember that girlie.
Is that right?
Said, if he hadn't have swung, the ball would have hit you in the face.
who threw the ball? For Philadelphia.
Oh, God, what the... The right-hand pitcher. It was a high curveball.
Yeah.
Here comes and I swung and good luck. What's this guy? What's
a former that? Hawk twirler splits assignment with Sad Sam Jones.
Yeah. Let me get that deal here.
Well, I don't
what's
know.
The deal here?
I haven't read this book for so many years.
What was the one against Philadelphia?
Oh, that was bad. Oh,
I'd love to sit and read that.
Oh, she's got her Ross Marbury with 3 in the 8th. No. Yeah, 9 on Monday. Only 2 hits. Say who in the hell I pitched against, for God's sake. I know it's Philly, but I don't say a damn word about Philly. So it's the pitchers in there. Sox lose to the Yankees 6-1, then win 4-3. I won the 4-3 game. You know that. Dr. Ralph Marbury with 3 and 8, 18,000 seat opener for Mystic Park. Detroit.